各位，今天我们要讲到有关现代社会的事情。
Today we'll talk about the modern society.
当我们每个人讲到现代社会的时候，我们都带着不同的心态来面对。
So we all have different attitude when we hear about the modern society.
有些人说现代社会很好，那不需要耕农打水，那很方便。
Some people say the modern society is very good. There's no need for agriculture.
那需要什么东西呢？大超市买就好。
And we can buy everything at the supermarket.
那有些人说现在很方便，什么都 Google 啊，要叫德士叫 Grab 就好。
And so people say it's very convenient nowadays. You can call for Grab for travel.
那另外有一些人说，那这样的现代社会呢不好，因为杂货店没有生意了。
And some people say such a modern society is not good for the provision shops.
Taxi driver 没有生意了。
And it's not good for taxi drivers.
所以看起来这个现代社会有带来的就是强者的生存。
So this modern society brings about the survival of the fittest.
那么这是一般研究社会的人的看法。
So these are the views of those people who are researching and studying the society.
那如果我们更深层的再问，那这个现代社会还需要神吗？
So if we ask a bit deeper, what else does the modern society need?
那当问这样的问题的时候呢，有表面看来好像不太需要神了。
So on the surface level, it seems that there's nothing else needed.
因为科技这样发达，那医学科学有这么兴盛。
Because the technology and medical science are so advanced.
什么就讲究证据。
And so everything talks about evidence.
那谁还去管那个超自然的一个存在，或者有一些神秘的东西？
So who cares about supernatural existence or mystical stuff?
那现在讲究效率，讲究人权。
So now we emphasize on efficiency and human rights.
那谁还来讲神呢？
So who cares about God?
那这个是社会里面呢比较大的声音。
So these are the mainstream voices in the society.
那但是这个声音呢，是不是大众的声音？
But is this the voice of the general public?
是不是每个人的心声呢？
Is this the voice of everyone?
当人说的这个社会不需要上帝了。
When people say that this society does not need God.
这个好像是主流的声音。
This is as if it's the voice of the mainstream.
那很多人想知道这件事情。
So many people like to know about this.
所以在一个月前呢，那新加坡这个 IPS study 就做了一个有关宗教的一个研究。
So about one month ago, this IPS conducted a research on religions.
其中一个问题就问，你相信有没有上帝？
And one of the questions is, do you believe there is God?
那我们吓了一跳，那53%的人说绝对有上帝。
It gave us a shock because about 53% of people say there is absolutely a God.
他们我绝对相信有上帝。
I absolutely believe there is a God.
然后呢，另外百分之二十说，我有时候会疑惑，但是我或多或少相信这个世界有上帝。
And about 20% of the people said, sometimes I will doubt, but more or less I believe there is a God.
那43%说呢，如果这个宇宙没有上帝，人生就没有意义了。
And about 43% of people said that if there is no God in this universe, there is no meaning in life.
这个报告是1800个人来做的。
So there are about 1,800 respondents to this survey.
有各阶层的人，有上层、中层、下层的人。
People from all levels, from the higher class, middle class, and the lower level.
所以当人说可能好像没有上帝，这个社会也不需要上帝的时候呢，这好像不是大众人的声音。
So it seems like it's not the mainstream voice that there is no God and this society does not need.
这是一个社会主流的声音。
So that is the mainstream voice in the society.
主流那不是大众人。
But the mainstream doesn't mean it's the general public.
那主流是因为什么他们的声音这么大呢？
But why are the voices of the mainstream so loud?
因为他们比较有学问，比较有思考能力。
Because they are more educated and they can think deeper.
他们是社会上阶层比较有影响力的人。
They are people of more influence in the higher class.
他们有平台，那很多的报告都以他们的话为主来报道。
So there's platforms for them to air their views.
那这是一个实在的事情。
And so this is a real situation.
有当我看到这个报告的时候，
So when I read this report,
我说果然没有错。
And I say it's indeed true.
有上帝造人的时候，
When God created humans,
他给人一个肉身，所以人有肉身的本能。
So he gave humans this physical body, so we have this physical instinct.
所以这个本能能够吃，能够喝，能够生存，能够繁殖。
So with these instincts, we can eat, drink, we can survive and can reproduce.
这个是肉身的本能。
So this is our physical ability.
但是人还有另外一个生命，是灵魂，灵魂的本能。
But humans, we also have the soul.
那这个灵魂的本能呢，是要寻找神的。
And the instinct of our soul is to seek God.
而特别在人遇到极其无助的时候呢，他会说，上面有没有一个人能够帮助我？
And especially when humans, we are extremely helpless, we will ask,
有没有
someone up there to help me?
有没有一个比我更有能力的存在者，比我更聪明的存在者呢？
Is there a being who is more powerful and smarter than me?
这个是没有一只动物会这么做的。
No one animal will do that.
有一只狗无论怎么无助的时候呢，它不会走进教堂里面。
No matter how helpless a dog is, he won't walk into the church.
有一只猴子呢，都怎么样肚子饿不会求上天来帮助我，有没有老天帮助我？
No matter how hungry a monkey is, he won't ask the gods in heaven to help him.
因为它没有一个寻找上帝的本能在里面。
Because they don't have the instinct to seek God within them.
但是是人有，
But humans, we have this.
人会寻找神。
And so humans, we will seek God.
人在急需的时候他会需要神。
Especially in our extreme crisis of need, we will seek God.
这是他内在里面的声音来的。
This is the inner voice within humans.
没有人能够推诿这件事情。
And no one can deny that.
但是为什么这个现代社会呢，对这个事情呢很多的质疑？
But why are there so much doubts in this modern society regarding this?
有些人说，牧师对，没有错，有神，但是这个现代社会的人不需要神。
Some people say, Pastor, indeed there is God, but the people of this modern society, they do not need God.
你看这个世界的人呢，那他们说有神，但是你看他的生活，他们追什么？
So you see there is God, but look at what the people of this society they are pursuing.
他们忙什么？
What are they busy with?
他们就谈话的东西，谈论的东西，政治啦，经济啦，社会舆论呢？
What are they talking about in their politics, economics, and public opinion?
他们哪里有讲到上帝的东西？
They didn't talk about God.
讲神的东西是只有在医院快要死的时候就想讲神。
They only talk about God when they are in the hospital facing death.
或者你有大病的时候呢，想有没有神能够来帮助你？
Or when you face a major illness, you think about whether there is God to help you.
现在就算你讲神呢，你讲神，现在人有病也很多 option, 很多选择。
And even if you talk about God, when there is illness, there's many options for us.
他说哪一个医院好，哪一个医生能够帮助我？
Which hospital is better? Which doctor can help me?
那么说实实在在，这个现代社会呢，已经不太需要神了，神只是一个观念。
Indeed, this modern society doesn't seem to need God, and God is merely a concept.
我可以告诉你为什么很多人有这样的感觉。
I can tell you why many people have this kind of feeling.
基本上有三个理由。
Basically, there are three reasons.
因为这三个理由，我告诉你为什么现代的人好像不太需要神。
There are three reasons why people of the modern society doesn't seem to need God.
第一个理由是因为他们没有时间关注信仰的东西。
First reason is because they have no time to pay attention to God and religion matter. Religious matter.
你可以说他们不需要神。
You can say they don't need God.
但是我可以告诉你，比他们更不需要神是他们没有时间关注信仰的东西。
But more than that, they have no time to care about religious matter.
这个现代社会把人弄得很忙。
Because the modern society makes people very busy.
你要上班，要下班，要照顾家庭。
You have to go to and fro work and take care of the family.
你有手机的 social media 里面天天要查很多的东西看。
There's many things to occupy you from the handphone and social media.
你晚上九点十点，你老板给你一个信息，你还是要回答他的 WhatsApp。
When your boss send you a text at 9 or 10 p.m., you have to reply him.
所以人一直这样忙。
So people are always so busy.
所以一直这样忙的结果呢，他需要减压。
And as a result of the busyness, they need to relax.
所以现在飞机票这么便宜，那就忙了几个月之后呢，像奴隶这样忙完之后呢，然后就飞啊出去。
And that's why air tickets are so cheap nowadays. So after you're busy, after being busy, you can go traveling.
有些人玩的时候是吵架的玩啊。
But some people, as they have fun, they're also having fun.
那玩了之后再回来忙。
So after having fun, they come back to be busy again.
他们没有时间关注对他们的生命跟人生重要的东西。
So they have no time to pay attention to what is important to their life.
你们知道吗？当一个人没有时间关注一件事情的时候呢，他就不会认识那个事情的重要性。
So when a person has no time to pay attention to something, he will not understand the importance of that thing.
不一定是他不需要，但是他没有时间关注。
It may not be the case that he doesn't need it, but he has no time to care about it.
有些人没有时间关注他的家庭。
So some people, they have no time to care about their families.
所以都忽略他的家庭。
And so they neglect their families.
但是家庭重要吗？
But is family important?
重要。
Yes,
他关注的时候，他就知道，他才感觉到真的是重要。
When they pay attention to it, then they can sense the importance.
有些人开始关注他的身体的时候，他就发现，哎呀，这个身体老了。
When some people start to pay attention to their body, then they start to realize they are aging.
这个身体要照顾。
And they need to take care of their bodies.
有些人开始关注他的儿女的时候，才发现他很久没有跟儿女沟通，没有理解孩子的想法。孩子长大了。
When some people start to pay attention to their children, then they start to understand that they have not spent enough time to pay attention to take care of their children.
他的身体不重要吗？他的儿女家庭不重要吗？
Aren't their bodies and the children family not important?
都重要，其实极其的重要。
They are extremely important.
但是他没有时间关注。
But they have no time to pay attention.
没有时间关注的时候，就感觉不需要。
And as a result of that, they feel it is not important.
所以当人忙到一个地步的时候，他没有时间关注永恒的事情。
So when people are so busy to a point they have no time to care about things of eternity.
他觉得就永生，这个是时候，快要死的事情。
So they think that eternity relates to people who are nearing death.
但是很多人快要死的时候，他发现人生很多的遗憾，他的人生没有平安，没有真正的幸福过。
But many people, as they draw near to death, they realize they have a lot of regrets in their life.
因为他这一生都没有时间关注上帝的话，上帝的事。
Because for their whole life, they have no time to pay attention to God's word and matters of God.
所以人真的不需要神吗？
So do people really not need God?
还是他没有时间关注？
Or do they have no time to think about that?
那这是第一个理由。
So that's the first reason.
第二个理由呢？为什么人看起来好像现代人看起来不需要上帝？
Second reason to why the modern people doesn't seem to need God?
因为现代时代有太多太多对信仰的学说。
Because there's too much sayings and teachings regarding religions nowadays.
有些人说哪里有神？没有，这个叫无神论。
Some people they are atheists. They say that there is no God.
有些人说有神。
Some people say there is God.
有些人说这个神那又是怎样？有时候是很多位。
So some people say there is many gods.
有些人说只有一位。
Some people say there is only one God.
到底有几位？
So exactly how many gods are there?
那有些人说有神的话呢？为什么这个世上有苦难？
And some people ask, if there is God, why are there suffering on this earth?
为什么有神的话，那个坏蛋没有上帝，没有我们现在把他除掉。
And why did God not punish that evil doer if there is a God?
他不知道，如果现在上帝把所有的坏蛋除掉，包括他自己也是坏蛋，都要除掉。
He didn't know that if God is to punish all evil doers, he himself will be included in the punishment.
那所以呢，有很多很多对神的说法。
So there's many sayings regarding God.
对信仰的看见。
There's a lot of views about religion.
所以人第一是没有时间。
So first, people have no time.
然后也没有那个足够的思考能力跟情报来去想，来判断到底有没有神。
Second, they lack the thinking and information to think about whether there is really a God.
哎呀，想来想去，听来听去，呀，这个讲这个，那个讲那个。
So after hearing a lot of people saying this and that,
所以心里就很乱了。
They are very confused in their hearts.
那你讲到信仰我就乱，讲到吃不会乱。
So when you talk about religion, I'm very confused. When you talk about eating, I'm not confused.
所以呢，这个信仰东西呢，最好不要管哦。
So it's best to ignore religious matter.
因为已经太多东西了，我们都也不能判断的话呢，那只有按着眼前来活就好了。
So if we cannot make correct judgments, we just live for the time, for the here and now.
各位，大致上的人的想法是不是这样？
So that's the majority view.
你问你自己曾经的想法是不是这样？
Has this been your view?
还是现在还是这样？
At one point, or are you still holding on to this view?
其实如果我很清楚能够知道，像科学能够证明出来，我一定会去关注它，会信。
If I can know something very clearly like science, I will be able to pay attention to it.
但是又超自然，然后又加上很多的人有自己的说法感悟，那我很乱。
But because it's supernatural and many people have their own saying, I'm very confused.
那就现在什么都不要讲，先看得到的就是真的。
So best not to talk about it. We just focus on what can be seen.
能够感觉到的就是真的。
What I can feel then that is real.
钱是真的。
Money is real.
人爱我是真的。
Human love is real.
你没有想到只有人爱你，你没有爱人。
But you never think that only people love you, but you never love them.
所以呢，这个就是一般人他对信仰的东西不能解决的时候呢，又混乱的时候呢，就是为着眼前，为着感觉，靠感觉来活了。
So when people they are confused about religious matter, they just live by their feeling and live for the here and now.
我跟各位说，如果你不知道，你就去不去管它，这是很危险的。
But it's very dangerous if you just ignore this because you do not know about this.
尤其是对人的生死祸福有关系的事情呢，你怎么能够因为不知道就当作没有？
Especially if it concerns a person's life, death, blessing and curse, you cannot just ignore this just because you don't know about it.
所以这样的人每次走到最后遗憾，走到最后后悔。
So such people will usually end up in regrets in eventually.
因为人的感觉是多么有限的。
Because human feelings are so limited.
但是现代社会呢，就是给人这个乱字。
But the modern society make people confused.
好听是多很多的 道理，很多的情报。
On the positive side is a lot of information, a lot of teachings.
但是如果指向信仰的时候，就是一个乱子。
But when it concerns religion, it is simply confusion.
所以你要信什么信仰？你信有就有，信没有就没有。
So if you believe there is, there is. If you believe there is none, then there is none.
这就是大众人就陷进去的一种光景。
So this is the state of the general public.
所以我们就觉得说，好像现代社会呢不太需要神，人也不感觉到他需要。
And so that's why the modern society doesn't seem to feel they need God or there is God.
那还有多一个理由，为什么呢？这个现代社会，那好像不太需要神。
And another reason why the modern society doesn't seem to need God is
因为现代社会因为太好太方便了。
Because the modern society is too good, too convenient.
所以它满足了你现在肉体的欲望。
So it can satisfy your present desires of the flesh.
所以呢，很多肉体的欲望，对不对？
So we have a lot of desires of the flesh.
对，我们肉体的欲望啊，有的吃，有的喝，有的玩。
If we have things to eat, drink, be merry.
有的看，有的听。
Some things we can see, can hear.
哇，很 high.
And we feel very high.
啊，你要去哪里能够去？
You can go everywhere you want to go.
所以这个欲望满足了。
So your desires are satisfied.
所以当人的这个肉体的欲望他越满足的时候，其实他对灵魂的东西他就越来越看不见，越来越瞎。
So when humans are more and more satisfied in their desires, then they are blind to their soul, matters of their soul.
他就说活在当下就好。
So they always say just live for the moment.
曾经拥有就好。
It's good to possess for once.
现在的洗衣机啊，什么这些电冰箱也是做几年好就好啊，不要 last 20 years, 30 years, 不要太久啊。
And even the appliances like washing machine, all these things, we just make them able to last for a few years, don't need to last for decades.
20年的冰箱没有坏也换了，因为不美，换一下。
Even if your refrigerator is not spoiled for 20 years, you still change it because it's not pretty anymore.
你没有发现现在的人的心思是这个东西，活在当下，
so、
然后继续换。
So this is the mentality of the people nowadays, they just live for the moment and they keep changing.
所以人的心灵呢，在这个地方忙着被满足的时候呢，不想永生的事情。
So as we get busy to satisfy our desires, we don't want to think about God.
不想神的事情。
We don't want to think about matters relating to God.
就算想，
even if we think about them,
他是把神放在当下来想。
They just think about God at that moment.
如果神能够满足我当下的需要，他就是神。
If God can satisfy my need at this moment, then He is God.
神如果能够帮我达成现在要达成的理想，他就是神。
If God can help me achieve what I want to achieve right now, then He is God.
所以这个神如果可以这样帮助我，
so if God can help me in this way,
那我去一下教会没有问题。
Then it's no problem for me to go to church.
如果神喜欢我给钱，那我给一些钱给教会、给寺庙没有问题。
If God wants me to give him money, I can give him a little bit in the church, in the temple.
我不需要改变我的信念或者我的人生的计划。
I don't have to change my beliefs or my life plans.
就可以相信神。
Then I can believe in God that way.
我绝对告诉你，那不是神。
But I absolutely tell you that there is not God.
那是偶像。
That is idol.
那是人心中自己造出来的偶像。
Those are idols humans created in their hearts.
因为他要满足自己的欲望，更多的满足，所以他造出这样的神，其实是偶像。
Because they want to satisfy their own desires more and more, so they created such gods.
如果当人这样拜神的时候呢，你就会发现他的心灵就越来越愚昧起来。
So if men worship God in that manner, he will become more and more foolish in his hearts.
然后你就会看见，哎，现在这个社会，这个人什么东西都有。但是人的心灵越来越贫穷。
So it seems like people of the modern society, they seem to have a lot of things, but they are poorer in their spirit.
他们的眼睛好像有盲点。
There seems to be blind spots in their eyes.
盲点就是他关注物质的东西、成就的东西，但是不关注他的亲情，他最重要的人。
They focus on accomplishment and material things, but they neglect relationships.
然后呢，你会看到人拥有很多的东西，但是他不能享受。
And people possess a lot of things, but they cannot enjoy them.
他懂得越多，他就担心。
The more they know, the more they worry.
哎呀，这个社会懂得很多的时候呢，担心我的孩子以后他长大怎么办？买房子有没有钱？
So after knowing a lot of things, they worry about their children, whether they have money to buy houses in future.
这是很奇妙的一种转变。
So this is a strange transformation.
好像有的多，但是享受的越少。
They have more, but they enjoy less.
所以这个离婚率是越来越高的。
So divorce rates are higher.
你去中国大陆，就美国这种地方是十个人结婚的，六个七个都会离婚的。
If you go to China or America, out of 10 people who got married, 6 will divorce.
你随便丢一个石头会打到离婚的人。
You can easily find someone who is divorced.
因为随便的爱，随便的分。
Because they fall in and out of love very easily.
这么容易的能够谈恋爱，上网找的，然后他随便的能够分的。
So they fall in love very easily online, and they also fall out of love.
这是一个大众的社会，现代社会所带来的一个光景。
So this is the state brought about by the modern society.
但是因为为什么呢？
And you ask why?
因为人把神当作偶像。
Because people have treated God like an idol.
人没有时间去想上帝的事情，就忙着满足自己的欲望。
People have no time to think about God, but only get busy satisfying their own desires.
所以呢，渐渐把神的那个位置颠倒起来。
So they reverse the place of God.
然后把神放在人的下面。
And they place God below man.
神能够满足人的欲望，他就是神。
So if God can satisfy human needs, then he is God.
各位，绝对不要被蒙蔽了。
But we must not be blinded.
有现代社会有潜在的一种欺骗。
There is this hidden deception in the modern society.
有些主流声音的一种欺骗。
There is this deception that comes from the mainstream voices.
它让人感觉到自己很聪明，也很自由，人生很方便。
It makes people feel that they are very smart, free, and life is very convenient.
我要做什么，都可以做。
I can do whatever I want to do.
我有很多的选择。
I have a lot of options.
那人一直这样活着。
And as men live like this,
然后时间就走了。
Time passes.
这是一个事实。
And that is a reality.
但是我们不能否认另外一个事实。
But we cannot deny another truth.
每次这个世界呢，有一些很严重的事情发生的时候，你会看到另外一种人性出现。
Every time serious matters happen in this world, you can see another side of humanity.
好像911就一发生的时候。
Things like 911.
那一发生的时候呢，在这个只有关注这个金融。为钱而活的这个纽约城市的人开始走进教会里面。
And when this happened, people in New York who are always so concerned about finances, they start walking into the church.
那在几天前，这个法国的那个 Notre Dame Cathedral 850年的这个，它就焚烧倒塌的时候。
Not long ago, when this Notre Dame Church got burned in France.
那你就会看到啊，这个。浪漫主义充满的法国人走进教会祷告。
You see that those very romantic French started walking into the church.
连美国最败坏的城市这个 San Francisco 的人呢，就开始走进教会里面祷告。
Even people in the worst state of America, San Francisco, they start stepping into the church.
好像这么辉煌的城市，有这样的事情发生了，不祥的预兆。
So they see this as a bad omen when such a grand when such a thing happened in the grand city.
人就心里有点惧怕，有点着急的时候呢，很奇妙的，就是有没有上天，有也好没有好，我们就是需要我们的时候，我们就一起祷告。
So they start to panic and they are fearful and they start to call out to this God whether there is or not. They just pray.
这就是因为神造人的时候。把这个寻找神的本能放在他里面。
And this is because when God created humans, God placed this instinct to seek God within humans.
神在人遇到无助的时候，他出现了。
And so God will appear when man is helpless.
其实神一直没有离开。
Actually, God has never left.
只是在无助当中，人开始思想，那能够超越我的那个存在者，他在哪里？
But it's only when humans are helpless, then they start to think about a higher power.
也不管他是谁。
No matter who he is,
要寻找。
They just seek for this higher power.
感谢主。
And thank God.
这就是上帝在现代社会里面他继续要做的事情。
This is what God is doing in this modern society.
人迷茫的时候，他要把人寻回。
When humans are lost, God wants to find them back.
所以主耶稣说，我来要寻找失丧的人。
And so Jesus said, I came to seek the lost.
那有些人说，听到这个地方说，牧师，我还没有完全被说服。
And so some people say, Pastor, I'm still not fully convinced yet.
如果你要告诉我这位上帝，
If you want to tell me about this God,
那我说，如果就算我相信这个上帝，但是我不相信你们说这个上帝所写的圣经。
Even if I believe this God, I do not believe in this Bible written by this so-called God.
我相信神。
I believe in God.
我不相信圣经。
I do not believe in Bible.
有没有这样的人？
Are there such people?
我相信有。
I believe there are.
因为圣经有一些的话。对他现在，他人性里面有些地方不能接受。
Because there are certain words of the Bible which he cannot accept right now.
你看，人都上了太空。
It's just like people, they can rent, they can go to the space.
Internet 什么东西都有。
And they find a lot of things on the internet.
我们知道的这么多。
And we know so much.
我们感触的这么多。
We can feel so much.
那这个东西呢，如果你跟圣经里面如果有相冲的话，那我好像有点挣扎。
So if there are contradictions, well, with the Bible, then we will struggle.
有些人问我说，那个圣经是两千年前写的。
And so some people ask, the Bible is was written 2,000 years ago.
两千年到现在只有一本呢。
And so there's only one copy of the Bible.
但是这个社会这个时代一直在变，人一直创新。
But this society is always evolving.
就是你的圣经没有变。
But the Bible is not.
跟不上时代。
And it cannot catch up with times.
我有感觉不到。
So I cannot sense that.
那比如说。
For example.
你们圣经基督徒每次就拿着圣经很执着。
Christians, you are very devoted to the Bible.
你们执着什么呢？你每次都讲神权，那人权呢？你看现在人权，人要做什么都可以做得到嘛。
So you always talk about the sovereignty of God, but how about human rights?
你们圣经说，那一定要这样教孩子。那我们现在有很多的方法能够教孩子，为什么一定要跟着圣经的话？
And the Bible taught us how to teach our children, but there's so many children education methods nowadays. Why must we follow the Bible?
你们圣经说，就一男一女才能成为夫妇。现在男跟男也能相爱，这个也是爱嘛。女跟女也是爱，那这也为什么不可以？
The Bible says only one man and one woman can get married, but nowadays even man and man can get married, woman and woman also.
所以，人对圣经有被冒犯。
So humans are offended by the Bible.
我相信神，但是我不相信圣经。
I believe in God, but I do not believe the Bible.
你怎么知道圣经讲的一定对？
How do you know the Bible is truly correct?
那为了解答这个问题呢，我今天刚刚给各位读了一段经文。
And so to answer this, I've read one passage with you just now.
如果刚才各位有读的话呢，
If you read it just now,
圣经有一个很奇妙的记载。
The Bible has this amazing record.
这个是在四千年前的记载。
This is an account 4,000 years ago.
那时候，有人有一圣经说人是一个语文一个口音。
And last, and Bible mentioned that in the past, humans we share one common language and speech.
那不是一个讲华文，一个讲马来文，一个讲印度语，不是一全部一个。
Not one speaking Chinese, Malay, or Indian. Everyone speaks the same language.
一个口音，然后我们在一起的时候，很快他们就发现了。你想想看，那时候是四千年前，很快他们就发现怎么建城建塔的一个奥秘。
So with one common language, very quickly they know how to build one city, one tower.
哦，他们就把这个石灰，就是换成这个石，用来把砖当作石头。
So they use bricks instead of, they use bricks instead of
石头怎样怎样，这个砖就放上来，石灰当作灰泥。
And they use tar for mortar.
然后就建上来的时候很稳。
And so they built this very steady city.
建什么像金字塔一样，建什么塔都好。
And a tower, they can build this tower.
建的时候呢，雄心大志，把这个塔呢能够建到天上去。
So they are very ambitious in wanting to make this tower reach the heavens.
人都是有这个欲望，最高，对不对？我的建筑最高，哪一个国家，对不对？人都有这个欲望。
So humans, we have this desire to be the highest on top of things.
人总是上面的是好的。
They always think that whatever is higher is better.
高的是好的。
So yeah, whatever is higher is best.
低的是不好的。
It's not good to be low, at a low level. Nobody likes to be short.
每个人都喜欢高，对不对？
Everybody likes to be tall.
好像高就看人，对不对？
It's as if taller is better.
所以那时候就建上来的时候呢，那上帝看着他们所做的东西。
And so God look at whatever they are doing in building the tower.
那时候是离现在四千年前。
So it's 4,000 years from now.
神说他们一个人民一个口音都做这样的事情。
And God said if as one people one language they can do this.
以后有哪一些东西做不成啊？
Nothing is impossible for them to do in future.
各位注意听，以后有哪一件事情做不成？
So in future, what else can they not do?
然后神就变乱他们的口音。
So God confused their language.
他们混乱了，然后呢就做不成。
And because of their confusion, they cannot do it.
以前我读这个的时候，神这么小气，好像是这样啊。
So last time when I read this, I was thinking, why is God so petty?
是不是神感到威胁了？
Does God feel threatened?
后来。我越来越明白圣经的时候
But as I understand the Bible more and more
我就明白为什么上帝在四千年前已经告诉我们一个很重要的事
Then I understand why God tells us these things 4,000 years ago
我说人在一起一个口音都这样做了以后没有什么做不成
So there is if as one person, one people, one language they can do this as nothing impossible for them
上帝造人的时候把无限的潜能放在人里面
When God created humans, He placed infinite potential within humans.
人能够无限的做好，越来越好。
And humans, we can do good indefinitely.
如果他在上帝里面
if he is in God，
但是如果他离开上帝走自己的路的时候他有无限的 作恶
but if humans were to depart from God he will do infinitely evil things。
你问人是不是无限的作恶，
so you ask is humans doing infinite evil things，
然后人的作恶有时候是他不能控制的，
and sometimes humans cannot control in doing evil。
各位你没有我们要犯罪的不能控制的，
no, when we are about to sin we cannot control ourselves，
然后到最后我们后悔，
but eventually we regret it。
人真的有这个潜能能够这样做，
because humans we have this potential to do this。
我跟各位讲一个例子，
so let me share one example with you。
在20世纪的开始1903年，
at the beginning of the 20th century 1903，
人用两个马力的那个引擎啊造了飞机。
God humans created aeroplanes with horsepower of two。
那些飞机的其实一下子12秒啊，飞到35米就掉下来了。
So in 12 seconds, the aeroplane drop at the height of 35 meters.
Yeah. 然后呢，到了20世纪的结束的时候呢
？But at the end of the 20th century，
各位，人造了什么
？What did humans create？
450个马力的 space shuttle 那个太空船。能够飞出这个地球的这个。
So humans invented this space shuttle of 450 horsepower that can enter space.
所以各位会看得到人的潜能，而且很快发生的。
So this is human potential and it happens very quickly.
那在1900年的时候，人的大炮这个 artillery 啊，是只有打几公里而已。
So at 1900, the artillery humans invented can only went as far as a few kilometers.
我问各位，现在的导弹几公里啊？
But how far can the missile nowadays go?
这个不是新加坡打马来西亚的这样近的东西了啊。
It's not as near as Singapore fighting Malaysia.
这个是亚洲能够飞到美国的。
So from Asia, it can go all the way to America.
这个叫什么导弹？
And what kind of missile is this?
这个叫 ICBM.
Intercontinental
ballistic missile 啊，那我顺便帮他讲哦，哎，这个华文字太麻烦了啊，那所以呢 ，ICBM 就好了啊。所以各位，美国昨天有朝鲜的故事出来，对不对？各位又看到了，对，美国现在怕朝鲜是什么
？So yesterday we read news about Korea, and why is America afraid of Korea？
那他是一直关注他有没有核弹。其实不单单是核弹
，It's not just about the missiles, nuclear.
Not just nuclear missile, 是怕他的 ICBM, 他研究成。
They are just concerned that they are successful in their ICBM research.
这个 ICBM 呢，是你不是从陆地这样射过去的
？It's not just shot from the land.
ICBM 是射到太空，那个导弹射到太空。
But the missile can even go as far as into space.
在太空的，然后呢？跑到另外一个州，然后7倍的速度下来。
And you will enter another continent with 7 times the speed you will come down.
从朝鲜这个地方达到太空的时候呢，然后到美国纽约 LA 也好，华盛顿就7倍的就下来，7倍的速度是不是什么你什么导弹能够打下来的
？So, if you can travel such a lightning speed, seven times the speed, it's not so easy to hit it.
所以。美国是怕这个东西
，So that's what America is concerned about。
这个核弹一放在上面 ，ICBM 就是过，这个是我问过专家的，所以这个肯定准。
The experts, so it must be accurate。
那特别在这个航空的东西，我就特别对 ICBM 是什么，我就问。
Because I ask questions concerning this ICBM。
原来是这个，这个是不朝鲜射到新加坡是不用讲的
，So
这是太容易的东西了。
So it's so easy for this ICBM to reach Singapore。
现在这个事件呢，能够。毁坏的潜能啊，已经在了。
So there is this destructive potential in the world.
就按一个钮就到了。
At the press of a button.
按一个钮，所以呢，人没有想啊 ，I'm happy 这个东西，什么都好。现在现代社会很方便，几个失去理智的暴君一起来，这个世界就完蛋了。
So people are still thinking this world is good. There's a lot of convenient stuff. But if a few people, a few tyrants were to lose their mind, then it's in danger. This world.
你按一个钮，我按两个钮。
If you press one button, I'll press two.
那是其他的也参进来按钮了，就完了。
If everyone wants to press their button, then it's all finished.
这就完了，这是多么容易马上会发生的事情。
And this can happen so easily and instantaneously.
这是20世纪的 invention 的发明来的。
So this is the invention of the 21st century.
这个发明，我亲爱的朋友，这个发明呢，这二十世纪本身呢， 2,300,000人死了。
In the 20th century,
two hundred and thirty million 的人死了。
I'm not good with numbers. Okay.
对，所以呢，世界第二次大战。
So the first and second war was there's so many people who died.
这是单单二十世纪发生的。
And so that happened in 20th century.
然后现在这个问题没有解决，这个随时会发生。
And now the problem is still not resolved, and it can happen anytime.
然后现在二十一世纪人最怕的是什么
？And what is the thing that people are most afraid of in the 21st century?
政治家领袖们都知道的。
And the politicians and leaders, they all knew.
那平民也差不多有一点感觉是这样啊。
Even the civilians, we will more or less feel so.
就是这个工人智能 AI 的问题了。
And that is the problem of the artificial intelligence.
哎，这个 AI 啊、，AI 是电脑啦、人啊、机器啦这些 robotic arm 啦这些东西，这 AI 的东西。
So computers, machineries, robotic arm, all these things.
你的资料全部都在里面了。
All your informations are kept there.
我跟各位说，我在台湾，我遇到一个牧师。
I met a pastor in Taiwan.
他的教会有一个会友。
There is this member in his church.
他是一个生意人，做生产的。
He is a businessman doing
manufacturing. 那时候新年快要到了。
And New Year is approaching.
后来他买了一个 robotic arm, 那个机器臂。
So he bought this robotic arm.
他说牧师你知道吗我这个做生产的这个机器臂呢能够代替几个工人。
And so he said that I'm in the manufacturing line, and this robotic arm can replace a few workers.
那个牧师说哦十个没有这样少。
And the pastor guessed, is it 10? No, he said not so little.
30个 No.
It's not even 20, 30s.
他说五十三个。
That robotic arm can replace 53 workers.
我有一个 robotic arm, 现在我的公司里面啊，要不要裁员啊
？Then so he's thinking whether I should retrench people from my company.
是你会不会裁
？If it's you, will you retrench?
你啊，有些人点头的会裁。
Some people nodded.
说我真的很难做啊，牧师。
So it's very tough for me, Pastor.
那牧师说。
And the pastor replied.
那你就。等新年过后才裁，给他们过一个好年吧。
Then you only just retrench them after the new year. Let them have a good year.
这是一个实在的东西啊。
So this is a very real situation.
你们知道这个 AI 啊，能够超到人的 intelligence， 甚至超过，这个不是五十一百年的事情。
So it's not a very long before this artificial intelligence can surpass human intelligence.
这是十五二十年的事情就发生了。
So in 15 to 20 years, this can happen.
你的孩子呢？辛辛苦苦给他去读法科，哎呀，读了四年五年，做律师了。
So you put in a lot of efforts to send your child to the law school, and after 4 or 5 years, they become a lawyer.
他要打一个案子，他要查这个文件啊，三天五天才能领悟出那个要怎么打。
To file a case, he has to spend 3 to 5 days to understand the details.
那个 AI 三十分钟可以了。
But the AI can accomplish that in 30 minutes.
还需要你的什么法科就什么。
So do we still need lawyers?
啊，有做医生的，哎，那个 AI 来，两分钟又快又准。
So in 2 minutes, even the AI can replace the work of a doctor.
你六个小时、八个小时流汗，然后等下又切错啊，这种。
What you try to do in 6 to 8 hours, and there may be errors in the operation.
一下子不需要医生。
But the AI can do that without the doctor.
还有需要
very fast.
有些地方还需要呢。有，但是我跟你讲，没有一样东西 AI 是不能取代的。
But there's not one area in which the AI cannot replace.
因为人的聪明能够发明到的东西，它无孔不入，它一定会发明到那个地方是 AI 能够取代的。
Because where human intelligence goes, the AI can also reach those places.
然后那个时候怎么办
？So what to do by then?
你说怎么办？
What do you
没有做这个，我做 security 的，在 building 里面 ，security 牧师不用担心。我说你更要担心啊。
So I say I have nothing to worry because I'm a security officer.
一个机器人能够取代你们几十个 security， 全部又吃蛇又懒惰，全部除掉。
But actually the robots can replace all you security officers who are lazing around.
做保安的就是没有保障，反正是这样，对不对
？So those who are doing in the security line, they actually lack security.
亲爱的朋友，我要跟你们讲什么东西
？So what I'm trying to tell you, dear friends.
有些人会了解我在讲，有些人好像觉得大概是这样，不一定是这样。
Some people will understand what I'm driving at, but some people will think this is roughly that, but it may not be so.
我跟你说，这是这个世界最终一定会来到的结果的。
But this is the end that the world will eventually come to.
人都会迷茫。
And people will all be lost.
然后在神的子民。在这个光景，他们迷茫的时候。
And so when people of God they are lost in this state.
特别是当人自己发明的东西他不能控制，
especially when humans cannot control what he himself invented.
不管是电脑，不管是 robot， 不管是 missile，
whether it's the robots, computer or the missiles，
不管是这样，
whatever it is，
在人一定走到这个地步的时候，
when humans come to this point，
神要拯救属于他的子民。
God wants to save those who belong to him.
圣经四千年前已经预测到的东西。
This is something that the Bible already predicted 4,000 years ago.
有人不太相信，让这个历史继续这样走。
And humans don't really believe in this and let history continue to run like this.
到了整个现代社会，这个人的尊严跟潜能被带到高峰的时候。
And in this modern society, when the human dignity and potential reaches its peak,
那很多的人被淘汰。
Many people become obsolete.
很多的人痛苦。
And many people, they feel depressed.
很多的人好像不如机器。
And so a lot of people think that they cannot compare with machineries.
在那个时候，神要拯救他的子民。
And at that moment, God wants to save his people.
神要让他的子民知道，原来这个地上会过去的。
And God wants to let his people know that this world will pass.
就离开神的人，他们无论怎样聪明，他们造不出一个完美的世界。
People who departed from God, no matter how wise and smart they are, they cannot create a perfect world.
反而这个世界是越好越快毁坏。
And instead, the better the world is, the faster it destroys.
但是神要拯救他的子民。
But God wants to save his people.
在这个世界失控的时候，混乱的时候。
When the world lost control and is confused,
神赐下他的独生子。
God sends his beloved son.
所以圣经说，神爱世人。
And the Bible says God so loved the world
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们
that he gave his one and only son
叫一切信他的不至灭亡反得永生
that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life
信他的
those who believe in him
主一定会带领他
the Lord will certainly lead such a person
主耶稣说我来是要寻找世上的人
Jesus said I come to seek the lost.
不管是你心灵失丧，还是你因为那个环境的冲击而失丧。
Whether you're lost in your spirit or because of your environment.
那我告诉你，神来寻找。
But I tell you, God comes to seek you.
主说，在末后的时代。
The Lord says that in the last days.
他更清楚地把自己显明。
He will reveal himself more obviously.
各位，不要相信这个世界主流的声音。
Do not believe in the voice of the mainstream in this world.
那只是让你暂时感到舒服的。
That only makes you comfortable at this moment, temporarily.
但是你不知道最后会走向哪里。
But you do not know where you will end up.
主说我的羊认得出我的声音。
The Lord says, my sheep hears, recognize my voice.
我也认得他们。
And I also know them.
我赐他们永生。
I give them eternal life.
没有人能够从我的手中把他们夺走。
And no one can snatch them out of my hand.
上帝把永生赐给他的子民。
God gave eternal life to his people.
叫人知道这个地球是会毁坏的。
So that people will know that this earth will be destroyed.
这个人地上造出来的东西不能给世界长久的。
So things that humans invented in this world will not make the world last.
所以神才把永生赐给人。
And so God gave man eternal life.
没有人能够从我的手中把他们夺出来。
And no one can snatch his people from out of his hand.
又没有一个科技，没有一个邪恶或者人的动机能够把人从神的手中抢夺的。
No technology or evil or even evil motive can snatch people from God's hand.
这是神应许属于他的人。
This is God's promise to those who belong to Him.
如果今天你听到主的声音，你回到主面前。
If you hear the voice of God today and come back to Him,
你把你生命的主权交给神。
You hand the sovereignty of your life to God.
你不要相信这个现代社会的主流的声音。
You do not believe in the voice of the mainstream of this society.
其实那不是人深处的声音。
That is not the inner voice of humans.
人一无助的时候，他就知道了。
And when humans are helpless, then you will know.
有哪一个神能够帮助我？
Which God can help me?
只有上帝。
Only this God,
唯一的上帝,
the only God,
赐下他的独生子的上帝,
who has given his one and only son.
那位说, 在一个地上你有苦难,
he who says, in this world you have troubles,
但是我已经胜过世界,
but I have already overcome the world.
他就是神的独生子耶稣,
and he is God's only son, Jesus Christ.
我们一起祷告,
let's pray.
主感谢你,
Lord, we thank you,
今天把你的道赐给我们,
for giving us your word today.
要寻找属于你的人,
you are seeking those who belong to you,
寻找世上的人,
you are seeking those who are lost.
我们当中每一个人的心境都不一样。
We all have different hearts.
但是我们的灵魂是一样的。
But we have the same soul.
我们都是需要你的。
We all need you.
我们是属于你的。
And we belong to you.
被你创造的人。
We are created by you.
把我们领回你的怀中。
Lord, lead us back to your side.
我们今天有两位他们举手的。
Today there are two people who raised their hands.
求主亲自祝福他们。
Lord, please personally bless them.
来到他们的生命里。
Come into their lives.
做他们生命的主。
Be the master of their life.
感谢主。
Lord, we thank you.
也让所有其他今天能够听到你的话的人。
And may everyone else who can hear your word today.
主让他们的心继续打开。
Please continue to open their hearts.
让他们继续见证了这个世界的走向之后，他们会想起今天主对他们说的。
That as they continue to witness the direction of this world, they will remember the word you have told them today.
愿一切荣耀归给主。
May all glory be to you.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.